With a vision to rebuild, renew, and restore hearts and homes in the urban community, Urban Life Family Media presents Fruitful Living with Chris and Carol Green. Fruitful Living is the podcast outreach of Urban Life Family Center, an inner healing ministry that has been changing lives in South Central Pennsylvania since September of 2004. For the next few minutes, we're going to bring you into our weekly session from the family prayer room, where you can experience the word that is producing fruitful living.
That's when you find out if really you do love God or not, when you got to actually take the time to prepare a will before you go on a missionary journey, because you begin to realize this really could happen that way. Lord, do I really love you? It's like when Jesus asked Peter, do you love me, Peter? Do you love me? And I understand that the Greek interpretation was he was using the Greek word for friendship. But Jesus was asking, do you agape me? Do you unconditionally love Jesus? And do you agape me? And Peter was like, I phileo you. I got warm affection and conditional love. As long as you don't ask me to do certain things, I love you. So Jesus asked him a second time, do you agape me, Peter? And Peter was like, I still got phileo, friendship. And so then the third time, Jesus used Peter's word, said, Peter, do you phileo me? I'll start with where you are. And Peter's answer was, Lord, you know. That's where I was. Lord, I got phileo. But if you talk about unconditional giving up my life, we're going to have to sacrifice our very lives and leave a will for our children to follow you. Do you understand Pastor Chris was being riddled with? God allowed the shaking. What was he shaking? He was shaking off all this self-preservation, all of the real distrust, but God allows the questions, because just like what happens with wheat, what's going to really get shaken off? Everything that you don't want there anyway. But God allows the shaking to get rid of the stuff. But you don't even know it's there until the shaking. We don't know how much we're covered up in chaff. Is that the word right? Chaff. We don't know how much chaff we've got until he allows the shaking. And he says, do you agape me? And then you have to stop and say, Lord, you know. Lord, you know. I want to talk about course changes and shattered dreams really quick. Riddles come when God allows our plans to fail. Because when plans fail, it always means making changes, because an expectation gets shattered. It means coming to terms with those things that were never meant to be. This is kind of a challenging statement, especially for many that teach about the financial prosperity aspects of faith. I never deny that. It's absolutely true. It's there. It's in the Word. God desires for his people to be prosperous. He desires for us to be ahead. He desires that for us. We can be very effective in the world when his people are wealthy and prosperous. I don't deny that. But what happens when we have plans that don't come through? Expectations are not met. I believe this third sentence here that I put up here, it means coming to terms with those things that were never meant to be. Why do I say that? Because there are certain things we can go after, and it was not God's plan. It was our plan to prosper ourselves, but it wasn't God's plan and his way to get it done. So sometimes God allows the changes, the course changes, the shattered dreams, the shaking, because some of the stuff that's got to be shaken off of us is really our expectations that we had. Changing your course does not mean God made a change. Sometimes we say that. God changed things. Well, no, he really didn't. What he did was he adjusted our course. He adjusted our path. We're being forced to face the fact that we've been going in the wrong direction. Anybody got a GPS? And sometimes, you know, it gives you all these instructions, turn here, such and such, and then, you know, in a few feet and all that. But if you miss the turn, it'll go silent for a few seconds while it recalculates of what you need to do to get back on course. God is the ultimate GPS. Because sometimes he'll say, turn here, don't go here, don't go there, don't fool with these people, don't get involved with that, and we'll do it anyway. And so we have that moment of silence. God ain't speaking to me. I've been praying, but he ain't saying nothing. Yeah, it's that moment where he's recalculating and saying, now here is what you need to do. And it's amazing how you have those moments where it says, God's not speaking to me. I pray he's not, because you know what he's doing? He's waiting for you and me to come back to what he told you to do the first place. I learned a real key thing. This is especially all the young people. When you have those moments where it feels like God ain't saying nothing to you, you're praying, God ain't saying nothing, you really don't know what to do, check this. God doesn't tell you to do something else until you do what he already has said do. So when you come to those moments that you don't know what to do, then go back. What was the last thing he told me to do? You can always go back to that. I guarantee you. You can go back to what's the last thing he told me to do? Because then you'll discover, oh, I haven't done that yet. No wonder he ain't saying nothing else, because the GPS is recalculating and saying, go back. Go back to the last thing I said do. And as soon as you do, we done had it happen to us so many times. As soon as you get back to what he said do, then it's all the heavens open up and I can hear clearly. It just happens, y'all. Go back to what was the last thing he said do. Wow. I think that there is a difference between dreams and fantasies. That's why I'm saying this. There's a lot of things that, you know, you hear the phrase all the time, pursue your dreams, go after your dreams. I believe personally there's a difference between dreams and fantasies. God gave Joseph a dream. It was not something that he conjured up in his own imagination. Fantasies are those thoughts and images and pictures that we conjure up. It's not a dream, it's a fantasy. And so many times people are pursuing fantasies. And they think, they honestly do, they think it's a dream. God gives dreams and vision. The enemy provides fantasies and imagination. That's why it tells us to cast down vain imaginations. Don't say cast down vision. Don't say cast down dreams. It says cast down vain imaginations, fantasies. Isn't that great to know? So people go through so many unnecessary trials and pains simply because they're being led by their own desires, their own fantasies. What many believe is the pursuit of God, their dream, is actually the pursuit of fantasies. Riddles help us to learn the difference between dreams and fantasies. Did you know that? God allows the riddles, those tough questions, that stuff you can't answer, to help us discern the difference between, did I get this from God? Or is this just a fantasy that I've been holding on to? Wow. This kind of intense opposition or questioning quickly brings you to the point where you cannot believe God ever had a plan for you in the first place. Sometimes the questions come so hard and the things are so difficult to answer. You can get to the point where you're like, I don't really believe God even had no word for me. I don't know. So that's why I say go back to square one. What's the last thing he told you? I wrote this song back in 1993. We had been through so much foreclosure, joblessness, all kinds of stuff. So I wrote this song. Said, we were faced with deadlines before the bills came due. We asked a miracle from God, but the mortgage fell through. I know what the Bible said, but still my dream is dead. Confess the positive verse, mere words that fell the earth. Square one, did I really hear God's voice? Square one, understand what I say.
Square one, have I totally counted the cost? Square one, dare to truly obey. Satan brings the evil deeds, destroys and steals what's ours. But I thought this was a trial to show God's overcoming power. Is my motive selfishness, my inner goal simply pride? Want to know from this day on how to walk by God's side. Square one, did I really hear God's voice? Square one, understand what I say. Square one, have I totally counted the cost? Square one, dare to truly obey.
Square one. Go back to what was the first thing he told me. Because we done it. Go after a house God ain't said don't get. Go move to an apartment God said don't go there. Buying a car God said ain't said do it. Just going after stuff. Trying to fulfill the American fantasy. So there's a lot of piercing. Bible even talks about that, the chasing and pursuing of riches. Many people have pierced themselves with many sorrows going after all of this stuff. It's very, very true. Answering riddles. Get back to the original thing God spoke over your life. Get back. God, what did you say? Just about everybody in this room, you've had at some point in your life where the word of the Lord has come to you, even in prophetic utterance, encouragement, words of wisdom, words of knowledge. We're here in Harrisburg today, not because this was our idea. Elders, prophets laid their hands upon us, declared the word of the Lord over us. We were sent forth so that every time the shaking has come, all in family, y'all know what we do. Go back and play that video. God, what did you say? Square one, did I really hear God's voice? Square one, understand what I say. Square one, have I totally counted the cost? Square one, dare to truly obey. Woo! But God allows the riddles to shake you to get you back to square one. So seek his wisdom on how to bring it to pass. Don't try to pull it off and make it happen. We're in this building today. Once we all Urban Life family know the story. We just quit. Quit trying. Just, okay, Lord, whatever. You're going to have to do this. And I'm just sitting in a meeting. And someone says, there's some space available over at the United Church Center. Okay. I'll go check it out. We go and check it out. God. Square one. Hear God's voice. Because when it's God, stuff just starts falling into place. Yes, you have opposition. But you don't have to try to make nothing come together.
At Urban Life Family Center, we minister in an informal family atmosphere that includes worship, prayer, sharing and healing, but it's all done in a style and format that uniquely ministers to people in a personal way. From our Sunday prayer and healing sessions to our home church gatherings, everything we do is designed to equip and prepare you to do the work of the ministry. Until next time, remember, God wants to use you to rebuild, restore, and renew hearts and homes in this community. He wants to do it through your fruitful living.